Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to this edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Today's show is dedicated to Susan Kerr. And being a generation removed from Hiram and Rachel's children, which Susan was one of them, they were grown and out of the house by the time I came around, but because of the friendship of my grandparents to the Huttos, I've always felt a connection to the Hutto family. For a brief time, Susan fought cancer. It was an aggressive form of cancer, and day before yesterday, she passed away in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Of course, now that we're a couple of decades removed from Hiram and Rachel and our time with them, the family has grown, and I have a lot of people that I've known throughout the years who've become a part of that family, and I love so many of them. Because of Susan's love for Sacred Selections, and you've heard of Sacred Selections here on the show before, the family requested that donations be made in her honor to Sacred Selections. Knowing the great work that Sacred Selections has done and does, I'm happy to share this request, and I'd like to encourage you to follow Sacred Selections if you haven't already. In addition to the main page, Sacred Selections, there's also several chapters you can follow on Facebook, Sacred Selections North Alabama, Sacred Selections Auburn, Sacred Selections Arkansas, and Sacred Selections Birmingham. The Sacred Selections North Alabama will have a fundraiser coming up in October. That's October 3rd. And if you'd like to donate in Susan's honor, go to sacredselections.org/memoriam/Susan-Kerr, K-E-R-R. With that, the show is dedicated to Susan and her family. Our condolences to them. Right now, I have on the line with me a very special guest. Goes all the way back to my childhood as well, and that is Mr. Gary Dobbs. I'd like to welcome Gary to the program. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Well, good afternoon, Mark. Thank you very much.
Man, you've got a great voice. It sounds like you've been on television or radio or something like that before.
Rumor has it.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. I'm still in the wait and get the kidney mode here, and so I'm doing pretty well. I'm on dialysis regularly, and that keeps me going. As a matter of fact, I just came in from our balcony cleaning it off. It's raining here in Fort Walton Beach, and because of that, I have free rein to get out there with a hose. And I'm on the 13th floor, so my neighbors from the 12th floor down won't mind me too bad cleaning off my balcony today.
You had a good pun there. You said free rein.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about way back in the 80s when I first encountered Gary Dobbs. That was at Athens Elementary School. They're about to tear the school down. So that may age us a little bit, Gary. But at the same time, I'm telling you, man, when I was a kid, and I remember my fellow classmates so excited about you coming to the school, and there's just something about your personality that has caused people to want to rally around you. And even as a child, I remember that very well. And there's some things I don't want to remember as a child, but that's one of the more special memories. Tell us about your experience way back when you had the opportunity to first be a meteorologist or weatherman on the TV set.
Okay, well, I remember when I was hired at Channel 31 to go back into weather. I had done weather before in Tuscaloosa when I was in college and getting my degree in broadcast and film communication and atmospheric sciences. But I had been out of the business. I'd left television and gone into exclusively radio for several years. I worked at WTBC, the old Burt Bank station in Tuscaloosa, there for a while, under the tutelage of Tom Roberts, who later on went to become a voice of the Alabama Football Network. And Tom, when I graduated from college, I was looking for a full-time position somewhere because everything I was doing there on the TV and radio was part-time. But Tom said he recommended me to a position in Selma, Alabama, to go to work at a radio station there to start a news department for them. And so they were building a brand new station, and they had state-of-the-art equipment that was going to be installed, and it was probably the finest equipped radio station in the country at that time. And I went and interviewed for the job, and they hired me, and so I went to work as their news director in Selma for about 2 years. I left that job after 2 years, wanting to broaden my horizons a bit, and I went back home to Sylacauga, Alabama, in Talladega County. I grew up in Childersburg, which is just outside of Sylacauga. And so I went back home and went to work at a radio station there as a morning personality and an advertising salesperson, because thinking that was going to be a more lucrative way to go in the business.
Right.
And so that's what I did, and it's quite successful at that for 2 or 3 years. Took a short position over as a salesman in Anniston, Alabama, and Talladega, Alabama. Came back to Childersburg and opened up a shoe business. And that evolved into a safety shoe business that required me to travel five states selling safety shoes to industrial clients, and then sold that, moved to Birmingham, went to work for Honeywell Corporation, selling process control instrumentation in manufacturing plants. My specialty was selling robotics maintenance contracts. Most of my customers were in Huntsville, Alabama.
Right.
So I spent a great deal of time in Huntsville calling on my customers and taking care of them, and fell in love with the Tennessee Valley. And after a couple of years, very successful years, I did quite well for them at Honeywell. I decided I was going to quit everything and get back into the business that I had studied, and that was weather and communications. And so I moved to Huntsville, went to work at another radio station there, and worked there while I was waiting for an opportunity to go to work at a local TV station. I applied at all three. All three did not have an opening. I worked at the other radio station for 3 years, waiting on an opening, And one Monday, I got three phone calls. And it was from all three stations, at that time only three stations, and they all three were losing their chief meteorologists at the same time.
Mm.
And so I interviewed with all three, and all three made me an offer, and I went with Channel 31 and M.D. Smith, who I wanted to go to work for because his was the only locally owned station in the market. The others were owned by a chain.
Yes.
And I felt like, and he also was very, very keen on weather and weather technology and how the station could be on the cutting edge. And so that just pretty well made up my mind for me. And I went to work for him. And as I was there for 32 years and then retired. Of course, I had another radio show, as you know, and just retired from everything. And there's a lot of reasons why I moved to Fort Walton Beach, Florida. One of them had to do with the fact that my wife and I vacationed here for 28 years, and we were just laying out on the beach on Okaloosa Island one day, which is, I'm looking at Okaloosa Island as I speak to you, out my balcony window, and we decided one afternoon that, you know, why don't we just sell everything and move down here and when I retire. So a few years later from that day, we wound up doing exactly that. But there was another reason for moving here. I had an excellent kidney doctor in Huntsville, Dr. Smeltzer, and he was taking care of me while we were waiting on, I wasn't even on dialysis at that time, but he was already treating me to keep my body as strong as possible to ward off necessary dialysis as long as possible. And so he was taking care of me, and I was talking to him one day about our wanting to retire and move to Fort Walton Beach. And he said, well, you know, Gary, he said, that probably would be an excellent idea for you. Now, he said, I know you're on the waiting list at UAB for a kidney. But you may want to consider going down to Fort Walton Beach because I have a dear friend I went to college with that practices there. He would be excellent for you to take over for me and what I'm doing for you. And on top of that, they're going to be opening up a new kidney transplant center at Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. And since it's going to be a new program, and if you get on their list, you know, you might find it a shorter wait than the one at UAB. UAB has the reputation in the country of being the longest wait list of any hospital anywhere in the USA. And typically it's 5 to 8 year wait for kidney transplants at UAB. Well, at that time I had only been waiting 5 years. So I was thinking, well, I can just immediately jump to the, you know, top of the list down there if I do that. So that's what we did. And of course we did a lot of praying about it and we're asking for guidance. We asked the Lord to shut doors, shut them quickly if you don't want us to do this, because we felt led to do it, but we just wanted to be sure. And he not only didn't shut doors, but he kept opening up doors that encouraged us to move. I mean, we found a wonderful deal on a condominium that was a once in a lifetime situation. Just one thing after the other, and so we moved, and I went to Dr. Reed, who was his friend here in Fort Walton, and Dr. Reed is now my primary kidney doctor, and he continued to take care of me and keep me pumped up with vitamins and minerals and all the things that you have to take every day to keep your body in good shape, because most people don't realize how important the kidney is, and it regulates practically everything in your body. And if your kidney starts failing, or your kidneys, I only have one, I was born with one, and if it starts failing, then it affects so many different it weakens you in so many different areas of your body. So that's what my doctor does. He tries to keep my body as strong as he can for the hopeful upcoming surgery. Well, so far, I'm in excellent health, according to my doctor and my general doctor as well. And the only thing they say wrong with me is a failing kidney. And other than that, they can't find anything else. No diabetes, no blood pressure issues, no heart problems, nothing going on with me except the kidney. Well, I've been on the wait list now for 2 years there, so that's 7 years total. I am at the top of the list. I recently found that out because they called me a few weekends ago and said, we've got a kidney that is a perfect match for you. Mm-hmm. Be prepared to come in. They called me on a Saturday morning. They said, now, we'll have to get the kidney here in our hospital. We'll have to remove it from the cadaver, and then we'll have to run it through a bunch of tests. But as far as tissue and blood and every other thing they look at, it's a perfect match. Well, so they called me Saturday night and said they're in the process. They called me Sunday morning. They said, we're still in the process of testing. Then they called me Sunday night and said, we're sorry, but this one is not going to work for your body. And so it was kind of an up and a down, but Belinda and I had been praying fervently that weekend that it'd be the Lord's will that I get that particular kidney. But if that kidney was not meant for me, then your will be done. And, you know, we'll accept that and go on. Well, that's the way it turned out. So we did accept that as the Lord's will. And, you know, we're very happy that we didn't get it because obviously it was not the right one for me.
That's right.
But they told me at the transplant center that I am at the top of the list. I will get the next kidney that matches me and to be on standby. Well, now that was 3 months ago. My wife called the hospital just last week, as a matter of fact, just to get an update from them. And she said, you know, we haven't heard anything now for 3 months and we thought we were at the top of the list. I mean, is there something wrong? And the answer was, no, there is nothing wrong. And he is at the top of the list and he will get the next call that matches him. But we've had an unusual shortage of available kidneys over the last 3 months. Well, you know, again, it's the Lord's will, because for me to get a kidney, somebody is going to have to pass away and die. And so, you know, that it's an awfully selfish thing to sit around and think, you know, when's this going to happen? When's this going to happen? I'm getting impatient. No, you know, that's not the way to look at it. It's the Lord's will, and it'll be somebody that he wants to pass away, you know, in order to make me a kidney available. So well, that Gary, is our attitude, and that's the way we're looking at it.
Let's talk more about that when we come back from a break, because there are a lot of people out there who need kidneys, both from cadaver and from living donors as well, and this show has focused on that subject quite a few times, but we'll talk some more about that when we come back. Right now, we're talking to Gary Dobbs. A lot of you from North Alabama remember Gary Dobbs, the Tennessee Valley, and he was on your television set, and he was on your radio, too, and we're glad to have Gary joining us today. When we come back, he's going to still be with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 US Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
And we are back. We're talking to Mr. Gary Dobbs. Many of you remember him from the Tennessee Valley. He's a television and radio personality. Now he's on the beach enjoying a gorgeous view. Gary, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark, very much. And congratulations, by the way, on the success of your show. I've been following you for quite some time. Very thankful for the success that your listeners have afforded you.
I'm glad that people are buying into what we're doing because, of course, the foundation of it's to try to recognize individuals, families, groups, and organizations who need help, who need a way, because you understand from the television world how difficult it can be for people sometimes to get attention or publicity or the awareness that's needed for some of these efforts.
Absolutely. There were many people that were looking for help when that I was in the business, and I did everything I could to help them out when we could and how we could, but with a commercial business that a lot of times management is focused on what's going to make a dollar and what's not. It's kind of hard to sometimes get folks' humanitarian needs addressed at all.
That's right.
So I'm glad you're able to do that.
Well, if I ever get to that point, I need to shut down. This is my show and my rules, so I'm able to do what I want to, and I do try to help as many people as possible. I have a lot of messages from people, and as we talked about before we took the break, there are a lot of people out there who need kidneys, and a lot of them are from living donors. We've talked to people who have actually donated kidneys, recipients of kidneys, and it's a very important subject, and you are right in the mix of that discussion right now, born with one kidney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm born with one kidney, and the other one's been steadily failing over the years. I have never been able to get life insurance policy because of that failing kidney. The red flags that it threw up showed up in blood work for many, many years. And so that's one little thing there that, I greatly regret that it was not possible because, a life insurance policy is something you do for the remaining family members you have. And that's something that I just wasn't able to do. But nonetheless, the Lord has blessed me and continues to do so every day. I see new blessings every day. Every day when I wake up, it's just a beautiful day in paradise here in Florida. We love it here. We immediately found us a church here that we absolutely fell in love with. It's First Baptist Church of Fort Walton Beach. And we have a super Sunday school director or teacher that we just also fell in love with. In fact, it's kind of funny. He teaches a class of young married people. And we visited that class, and we just loved it so much, we wanted to keep going. So we became the class mascots because we're old enough to be their grandparents, as in some cases.
Gary, we're all going to be praying for you, and I'm so glad that you were able to come on today.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue, I can sing a rainbow.
everybody. Welcome to Miss Crystal's Magical Music Room, where we enjoy having fun with music. Joining me today are Audrey, Micaiah, Elisa, Chloe, Eli, and Isaac. Can y'all say hello?
Hello.
All right, we have a few friends that we want to say hello to out there today. We want to say hello to Kaya Frederick, Wyatt Spann, Lindley Green,
Sarah Middlebrooks, J.M. Hawkins, Peyton Dennis, Lulu Harding,
Colton Whistler.
Hi, all of you out there. I hope you're listening today and hope you're ready to have fun with us. Are you all ready to sing and have fun today?
Yeah.
Let's go to Miss Crystal's Magical Music Room. We are going to start today by keeping a beat with our woodblock. So everybody pick up your woodblocks. And we're going to start by tapping 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we're going to jump in while we're tapping and sing Oh Susanna. Mm-hmm. Oh, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. All right, good job. Now, in music, we have some basic notes that we use to create rhythm. Last week, we talked about the quarter note and the half note. The quarter note has a stem and a note head that's colored in. Who remembers how many beats the quarter note gets? Micaiah?
One.
One beat, right. Okay, now let's tap the quarter note with our wood blocks. Y'all ready? I'm going to say quarter, 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 quarter. Quarter, 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 quarter. Good. All right, now, how about we sing the do-re-mi's using quarter notes? So here's my do-re-mi chart. All right, let's sing. Each one will get one beat.
Do-re-mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
All right, good. Now, we also have half notes. The half note has a stem and a note head that's not colored in. It's empty. Audrey, you remember how many beats the half note gets?
Two.
That's right. Good. All right. Let's tap the half notes with our wood blocks. Are you ready? Half note. Half note. Half note. Half note. Good. So you see those are longer notes. We hold them for two beats. Let's sing the do re mi's using half notes. We'll hold each one for two beats.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
All right, good job. Now then, we also have a song about these notes, okay? So we're going to sing the first two verses of the song about the quarter note and the half note, okay? Now you're going to repeat after me. It has a stem.
It has a stem.
And a head colored in.
And a head colored in.
It gets one beat.
It gets one beat.
What note is this?
What note is this?
What note is that?
Quarter note.
Quarter note. Good. All right. Let's do the next one. It has a stem.
It has a stem.
And an empty head.
And an empty head.
It gets two beats.
It gets two beats.
What note is this?
What note is this?
What note is that?
Half note.
Half note. Good. All right. So now let's talk about two more notes today. The dotted half note is the next one we'll talk about. It has a stem and an empty note head, and a dot on the side. Elisa, how many beats does that get?
Three.
Three beats. Let's tap that with our wood blocks. Y'all ready?
Half note dot. Half note dot. One, two, three. One, two, three.
All right, good. Now then, the next one is the whole note. The whole note
is a big fat oval. It doesn't have a stem, and it's empty on the inside. And how many beats does the whole note get, Audrey?
Four,
that's right. Four beats. Let's tap that one. Whole note, three, four. Whole note, three, four. Whole note, three, four. Good. All right. How about let's sing the do, re, mi's using dotted half notes. Three beats, okay? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. All right, and one more. Let's do it with the whole notes. We have to hold them for a long time for four beats. This time we just won't. Let's not tap the blocks this time, and we'll just sing them, okay? And count to four on your fingers. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. All right, good job. Now, let's sing our note song, and this time I'm going to mix up the verses, okay? So you don't know which verse I'm going to sing about. You're going to have to listen to the words and to the description and see if you know which note we're talking about, okay? So repeat after me. It doesn't have a stem.
It doesn't have a stem.
The head is not colored in.
The head is not colored in.
It gets four beats.
It gets four beats.
What note is this?
What note is this?
Which one is that? Anybody?
Whole note.
Good. Okay. Listen to this one. It has a stem.
It has a stem.
And an empty head.
And an empty head.
It gets two beats.
It gets two beats.
What note is this?
What note is this? It's a half note.
Half note, good. All right. It has a stem.
It has a stem.
An empty head with a dot.
An empty head with a dot.
It gets three beats.
It gets three beats.
What note is this?
What note is this?
Dotted half note.
Dotted half note. Good. Let's do one more. It has a stem.
It has a stem.
And a head colored in.
And a head colored in.
It gets one beat.
It gets one beat.
What note is this?
What note is this?
A quarter note.
A quarter note. Very good. All right. Okay, we're going to finish up today by singing a fun song called She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain. Are y'all ready? Good. Yes. Let's sing that song. Okay. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Yee-haw! She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Yee-haw! She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Yee-haw! She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. Whoa, Bess! Yee-haw! She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. Whoa, Bess! Yee-haw! She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. Whoa, Bess! Yee-haw! We will all go out to meet her when she comes. Ha, babe! Whoa, Bess! Yee-haw! We will all go out to meet her when she comes. Ha, babe! Whoa, Bess! Yee-haw! We will all go out to meet her. We will all go out to meet her. We will all go out to meet her when she comes. Hi, babe. Whoa, Bess. Yee-haw! We will have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Yum, yum. Hi, babe. Whoa, Bess. Yee-haw! We will have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Yum, yum. Hi, babe. Whoa, Bess. Yee-haw! We will have chicken and dumplings. We will have chicken and
and dumplings we will have. Chicken and dumplings when she comes. Yum, yum. Hi, babe. Whoa, best. Yee-haw.
I'm so glad you joined us today. Come back and join us next week on Miss Crystal's Magical Music Room. Bye.
Bye. Music warms your heart like a sunny day. A happy tune that melts your cares away. A song of hope and love that is filled with joy. Bringing lots of smiles to all the girls and boys. Music warms your heart like a sunny day. A happy tune that will melt your cares away. A song of hope and love that is filled with joy.
Sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow tune.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
Hey, folks, I have a young gentleman here right now, and his name's Peyton Dowdy. And he came up to me about his sister, Skylar Dowdy, and she passed away recently. Peyton, tell me about your sister.
She was very nice. I miss her a lot.
How old was she, buddy?
She was 18.
18 years old. So we've lost his sister, and we want to recognize her through the Mark White Show, and I want you to pray for this family as they grieve the loss of this 18-year-old sister.
She lived with my Nana, and that lives in Virginia.
So we want to remember Skylar Dowdy, and this is Peyton's sister. Well, Peyton, we're going to share this through the Mark White Show, and we'll have listeners and followers praying for your family, and I'm sorry for your loss, Peyton. Okay, buddy? Right, thank you for sharing that with me. Right now, I'm with Mason Dowdy. He's Peyton Dowdy's younger brother, and he wanted to share his feelings and thoughts about Skylar as well, who was his sister. Mason, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Mason, and I just wanted to say that Skylar was the best, and we always had fun together, we played together, mostly everything we did together most of the time, and very sad when she passed.
And we do want to send our condolences to the family and Skylar. Sounds like she was a very special person, and I appreciate Peyton and Mason sharing with me about their sister today. She was living in Virginia.
We're glad to have them on the program to be able to share about Skylar. I've still got on the line Mr. Gary Dobbs. I wanted to finish up our conversation with him. We had two segments, and he had to wait for Miss Crystal's Magical Music Room to play out, and now he's back with us again. Always love getting to talk to Gary Dobbs. We were talking about your kidney situation, so let's talk about moving forward. As you know, you go through dialysis and all these things. Life keeps going, and we definitely have a purpose while we're here. We don't sit here and wait on these particular things to happen. We keep on living. So what is Gary Dobbs doing right now beyond the dialysis and beyond waiting on a kidney?
Well, I tell you what, I found something to do in my spare time when I feel good to do it, and that is Ubering. This is a tourist attraction area here, and we get a lot of tourists from all over the country. And three times a week, when I'm in between dialysis days, is the only time I feel like doing it. But health wise, but anyway, I go out and I work for about 6 to 8 hours driving around as an Uber driver for folks that need to get from one spot to the other. A lot of people fly here, a lot of people drive here, and don't want to deal with the traffic. But I get to be a testimony every time that somebody gets into that car of mine. In one way or the other, if nothing else, just to offer them a friendly voice who seems to care about them, and because I don't get a lot of that from, you know, vendors and what have you. But I just enjoy meeting the folks and getting to talk to them about who they are, what they're doing, and you know, if I can be a walking testimony, then I try to be.
Well, and Gary, I did get to go on Uber. Back when we took a trip to New York, I didn't have to take the subway at all. And As you say, there's a lot of interesting people that you get to meet. If you're willing to talk and willing to get to know people, I know there's some people who get in those cars and don't want to talk. But, of course, we're the type of people who want to engage people and find out about them and just make conversation and connect with people.
Absolutely. And I find that most people do want to talk. Every once in a while I'll get that 18-year-old with headphones on and they're listening to something else and they have no interest in listening to me. but most of the time folks are just open up, you know, they'll tell me all about their lives.
Well, and that 18-year-old just doesn't know who's in the car with him.
Well, that's quite, I don't hold it against him. It's fine.
A life well lived, you know, even through being thrown in the yard by a tornado.
Yes, indeed. You mentioned earlier about the living donors. Those are so very important. It's so important for people to want to be a donor. You know, when they do something, pass away. But it is possible to be a living donor as well if you know someone that needs a kidney or any other organ for that matter that you could help with. Usually, it's only a kidney though, because you can't. You've got two of them.
Yes.
And if they're healthy, you can do it. But if they're not healthy, you cannot do it. I had almost 20 people volunteer to give me a kidney when I was on the list at UAB, and UAB has a program where they do accept living kidney donations. Sacred Heart in Pensacola does not accept living kidney donors, so I'm limited to cadaver donors, but. I had about 15 to 20 people that volunteered their kidney to me, which, you know, that just makes you feel so blessed that there's people that care that much about you. But every one of them failed the qualifications to donate a kidney, including my son and my mother.
Well, and one of the things we have talked about is people who go ahead and get it on their license to be an organ donor, and that's very important that people do that. I'm an organ donor myself, and if people like to go, they can go to alabamalifelegacy.org, and they can register really easy to make that commitment that when they pass, they are going to donate life to another person who can go on and do some amazing things. And I know that a person like yourself is a person who's a go-getter and going to find ways to make a difference no matter what's going on in your life, Gary.
Well, I certainly try to do that. I'm very blessed to be able to do that. And, I look forward to it. I'm 68 years old, believe it or not, and kidney transplant for me probably would give me another 20 to 30 years if I can make it to 98. And if I do, I intend to use that time as in every way I possibly can to affect other folks as far as helping them with their walk with the Lord. If there's any way I can do that positively, I'm going to do that.
Well, you were in your 30s then when you came to Athens Elementary School when I was in school, because you were 28 mm-hmm. when I was born. And so it was you would have been around 33, 34 years old. And you've always had an interesting character. Your suits always brought attention. Some of the slogans, the sayings that you had, those things last. It's definitely, speaking of legacies, it's definitely a legacy of Gary Dobbs.
I still have people to this day that want to ask me if the weather here is gorgeous. It is, and certainly I'll walk up. Every once in a while I'll get an Uber rider that's from North Alabama, and they recognize who I am, and they'll say, "Well, did you say it was going to be like this here?"
I love it. That's great. Well, you know, I've really enjoyed having an opportunity to speak to you today, Gary, and I'm glad that we could do this third segment and have you on here as well, because so important that I think that people hear from folks who are going through dialysis, who do have that challenge, because there are people out there who sometimes take for granted that they have great health.
Oh, yes, indeed. I certainly will never take that for granted. If I get a kidney, they tell me that I'll feel like 30s again, and so I can hardly wait. And I'll certainly never take a day of that for granted. You got that right.
Gary, thank you so much for joining me on the program today. You're always welcome back on The Mark White Show.
Mark, thank you so much, and I'm very happy to be on your show, and I just wish your show the absolute best.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Folks, that was Gary Dobbs. Most of you know him across the Tennessee Valley. I've really enjoyed this program, having the opportunity to have Mason and Peyton Dowdy to talk about Skylar, their dedication to their sister, as well as Miss Crystal's Magical Music Room. I hope you'll catch that program every Saturday. It's the third segment of the program, just after 1:30. It's for kids. It's by kids. And I want to encourage you to share with children that you know about that special program. I'd love to have them tune in. That is for them on Saturdays. Tomorrow, I have some special guests. Mike Ogles will be joining me. He is director of NASA programs at Auburn University. And also, I will have Coach Marla Townsend, UAB, former UAB head coach, winning his coach in UAB athletic history. Again, this program today was dedicated to Susan Kerr. Keep her family in your prayers. You have been listening to The Mark White Show. Follow me on Facebook. I am your host, Mark White.
Bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans wide with foam, God bless America. My